This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, we would just do, I mean, again, it would be a lot more involved than anything we've done.
Shut up. Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
Wow!
I don't know why. Bleh is part of it. It's not, not a haunted house.
Birthday scare.
Birthday scare. Sure.
It's the official birthday scare.
Guys, you got me. I was not expecting this at all.
You were really got so me. Freaked out, man.
I was freaked out. Yeah.
I wish you could have seen the look on your face, Paul.
Do you need to, and I don't want to be gross, but do you need to like change your drawers?
Yeah, I avoided my bowels and bladder because
everything.
I was not expecting this, and but you know what? I mean, you got me, so I'll sit in my own filth.
And that's what the birthday boy does. Is nobody can shame you for it.
My first birthday. That's how it was, right?
Isn't that right?
Uh-huh. Covered in just. Inside stuff.
Cradle to the grave. You are in your own excrement in some way or another.
From not at cradle and at grave, but from the cradle to the grave, you are in your own excrement.
Everything in between, yeah.
Yeah. What are we, if not constantly covered in our own shit?
No, it's true. That's humanity, right?
Shakespeare
would have agreed.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you.
And has anyone else done a birthday show entirely? It's about your birthday.
No, they sure haven't.
Okay.
Let's talk about.
You know, when I got the last minute invitation last night from Kevin, texted me and said, could you do Halloween Handbook at 2 p.m. tomorrow? And I said, sure. And then as soon as I responded, I thought, they're not going to. This is not connected to my birthday, right?
Couldn't be, right?
That. Couldn't
but
be.
We're the only ones who were thinking about you. And thank God you chose to spend your birthday doing Hollywood Handbook, universally regarded as one of the most unpleasant experiences someone can endure. Doing a podcast always referred to as a nuisance, and this one in particular.
Universally regarded as such.
So it's lucky you thought, you know, oh, I'm doing this favor for them, but actually it's a favor for you. It is a big birthday party.
I can look, it's on my birthday. I can do whatever I want. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
And I chose to do this. I didn't have all the facts, but I did choose to do it with, you know, some knowledge that a thing like this could occur.
Blah.
Traditional birthday scares.
Little birthday.
You're the first ones. You're the first ones to give me the scares today.
First birthday scare in the whole day. Wow. Mm-hmm. That feels so
September.
Good to hear.
12th.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Paul's birthday. 9/12. A birthday shared with another famous Paul. Is that right?
Sure.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Paul Walker. Excuse me, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you haven't seen the bumper sticker that says, if I was going very fast and that I died, do not be sad for me.
For
I was
going so fast.
Going too fast.
If I was going so fast and I die, don't be sad for me. Mm-hmm. Because I was going so fast.
Yes.
Happy.
Happy. Happy, happy fast.
Yeah. I have seen that bumper sticker.
So that, and think about that.
I didn't, well, then why did you say, aw? You should have been like, all right.
Because I didn't get it until now. Oh. Mm-hmm. And now I it say, is a little, now is the time for, yeah, all right.
Yes.
And I, especially you shouldn't go, aw, because honestly, somebody stops you on the street and goes, okay, there's two famous Pauls born on this date. Mm-hmm. Which one's gonna fucking win?
Hey, do we know do we know the birth date of the fictional character Paul Blart?
His name,
on this, he's born on Halloween.
So we, yeah.
Are we sure that's canon?
He's born on Halloween and he hates Halloween.
And on the show, we refer to him by his name in the original draft, which was Paul Mall.
It was just Paul Mall Cop.
Paul Mall Red.
Yeah, Paul Mall.
Okay.
Other birthdays on this date. Greg Gutfeld.
Whoa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who is he again? He's the Fox guy?
He's J.J. Abrams' friend.
He's buddies with J.J. Oh,
who's the Greg that has a name like that, that's like a conservative dude?
That is, oh wait, no, I got him confused.
Oh.
It is Greg Gutfeld is the conservative guy. I was thinking of
Greg Grunberg. Greg Grunberg.
Better luck next time.
That's right. That's right.
And I just blindly followed Hayes into the fucking volcano.
Ben Folds.
Ben Folds.
That's right. Ben Folds and I share a birthday.
Mm-hmm. You guys
Louis
talk about
CK.
That.
Oh,
that's right. What, you know, what do you think he's doing for his birthday?
It's today.
Do you think he's celebrating with some friends?
Well, I mean, why do you think we had to ask you at like the last second?
Because he had plans with the, he had a he was having a physically distant party with the Legion of Skanks. Mm.
The entire Legion got together.
The whole Legion is here. The whole Legion. What?
The whole Legion of Skanks is here.
Okay, turn on the lights.
Thank you.
With your dick. Surprise, you fucking cocksucker.
James Frey.
James Frey.
James Frey.
Oh. Oh.
I hope he got a million little presents.
Ruben Studdard.
The Velvet Teddy Bear?
Yao Ming.
That one I did not see coming.
Wow. And
Yao. It's
R.
Yao.
Stud and J-Hud. R. Stud and J-Hud were born on the same day.
The concert Ruben the three Studdard? Of you could put on. The birthday concert that you guys could
the
perform.
The birthday concert.
I honestly...
And Ben on keys?
What... It, Louis C.K. opens. Cameo by Greg Grunfeld because J.J. Abrams directed it.
It's it.
So what? It's got to put him in there somewhere.
Please stop rubbing what? Our okay. face in that mistake.
What if it's okay? It's a wrong Missy scenario. Uh-huh. And J.J. Abrams is cast. He's doing the big Felicity reunion and Greg Gutfeld shows up on set.
Whoops.
Even though he's known him for years.
It's a wrong
but it's a text, but he invited him over text.
You know what? I'm finally gonna I know Greg so well. We've been friends forever. I've never had his name in my phone. I've just memorized
no,
his
he texted
number.
Greg. They're both
I'm finally
in there
gonna
as,
put his I'm finally gonna put his name in my phone.
They're both in there as Greg G. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that he was just texting random numbers. He texted the wrong Missy in that movie.
Yeah. So he does
did you not see the movie.
He does know Paul. Greg Gutfeld as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So he knows both of these people already.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still manages to text the wrong Greg. And then when that Greg shows up, he doesn't just say, no, it's not. I didn't mean you.
Yeah, that's what happened well, in the wrong Missy. Where,
no, it's a, I understand. No. Look, hey.
They're already on the plane.
Hey, I watched the wrong Missy. I watched the whole thing.
Why
I saw the whole
like
movie,
that?
Okay? Because I could have just fast-forwarded to Laura Lapkus's parts, but I didn't. I watched the entire movie.
They also in COVID times, like on a set when you're like going through, you can't just have like now Greg Grunberg. We're going to delay production for 2 weeks while Greg Grunberg is like in quarantine. No, we have go with this Greg Gutfeld.
So when do they discover the mistake? Like
when he walks on set.
Quarantine?
They go, Greg has landed.
So he's been in the bubble. He's been in the Felicity reunion bubble.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With everybody.
By himself.
He's been quarantined in a separate, he's in his own hotel room.
They didn't do a bubble. Okay.
And then, all right, and then JJ's walkie lights up. Greg has landed and he goes, "Oh, my old buddy, Greg." JJ's loosening his mask as he approaches.
Right. Because he trusts him.
Of course.
Oh, and that's the other thing. They're both wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
wearing masks. So even as they're talking, he's going, "Greg, did you change your hair?"
Yeah.
Greg's going, "Nope, same hair I always wear on Fox."
Also, the rest of your physical appearance, except for the small square of face that I can't see.
Mm-hmm. And the day David Foster Wallace passed away. Let's do our surprise.
Okay, it's the end of the list, just like the movie The End of the Tour, David Foster Wallace. So let's do our surprise, and it is time for the surprise. Paul, it's not just us here, Kevin, to wish you a happy birthday.
Let us introduce it. Yes, let Sean introduce it. Escape out of Cher.
Paul, you might think, oh, some surprise party. It's just Hayes, Kevin, and Sean.
That would be enough for me.
And it would have been plenty, but in fact, we went the extra mile. We've gathered all of your friends here to celebrate the miracle that is you.
Okay.
And this is going to be something a little more of a legion of thanks. Say thanks to our friend Paul for always being our friends.
It's the Paul F. birthday
now
celebration.
Now, Kevin. Okay, here we go. 11 videos. Number one.
11 videos.
Hey, Paul, it's comedian Bill Engvall. I'm sorry this is a little bit late, but I just wanted to wish you a very happy 22nd birthday. Want to wish you the best of luck there at Pitt State, getting your automotive tech design. I'm sure you're going to be great at it. And I hope you had a great birthday and you got everything you wanted. This is from me and your parents, and we just wanted to say, here's your sign, Paul. Bill Smoke. Happy birthday.
What was he at? Go Smoke?
Blow Smoke, I think, is maybe a catchphrase.
It was nice to see Bill again. Can I tell you my Bill Engvall story when I first met him?
Just one?
This is the only one I care to share.
The only one from when he first
In public,
met.
Yeah. I was at the Philadelphia Funny Bone and...
Does that go with a PH?
No. No. Because it was a chain and they didn't make local adjustments. Which I think is a missed opportunity. It probably would have stayed in business. I was there to see a friend who was opening for Bill Engvall at the Funny Bone. This is pre-blue collar. So Bill was just a working comic. He was not, I mean, he had a following,
just
but it
a
was
working
not,
comic.
This was before just a working comic. He was not yet the superstar that he was destined to be. But he was doing Here's Your Sign. That's a bit that he has been doing.
It was exactly like that, or was it a little different? Like, where's my sign?
Let me get your sign.
No,
he had
already located
it somewhere back here,
and he was offering it to you.
Okay. Oh wow!
And he had physical signs printed up that had a lanyard you could wear it around your neck, and it said, "I'm stupid." And he did let people know, "I will be selling these after the show." People were delighted to discover there was an actual physical sign that went with the bit. And I saw him, before the end of his set, I went out to the bar to get a drink. And I heard the show end, big applause. Bill Engvall comes out. He drags a table over that has his merch on it. He puts his foot up on a chair next to the table and raises a sign that says, "I'm stupid" in the air and does this. And then waits for the crush of people to come and buy their signs, which
that
they did.
Happen.
Yeah. It did happen, yeah. But there was, I've never seen a bigger here we go sigh in my life.
The sign says I'm stupid?
The sign says I'm stupid.
That's what the
And
sign
you
says.
Buy it, I think you buy it And then you, in your mind, you're like Bill in the bit. You're handing the sign to someone else.
Go, here's saying, your sign.
Here's your sign. But.
Or you're playing with it. You're going, I know I got your sign around here somewhere.
And it's the lanyard that really gets me, that I don't know who's willingly.
Someone's got to wear it.
Someone's got to be good natured enough to say, you know what? You're right. I deserve that.
Some of what you described in your act, I'm guilty of that behavior. I need the sign.
Oh, you're saying immediately after seeing Bill's set.
They're watching it and they're going, okay, I'm recognizing myself in some of these. Okay.
I'll go collect my sign after the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I do need the sign then, legally.
Right. I can't argue. And also, I'm here with, you know, my wife or my husband, who's corroborating, like during your act, they're nudging me saying, that's you. So I can't not buy the sign and wear the sign.
Yep. It's so cool and smart to do. I mean, like Foxworthy had been doing stuff for a while at that point.
Foxworthy?
Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeff. Yes.
And
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I know that gets confusing for you because for people who don't spend a lot of time with Paul, he kind of judges material. Is this Foxworthy?
Yes.
Is this good enough for Fox, my favorite channel?
Is this sufficiently brash?
Is this in your face enough for Fox?
Is this a joke that I would hear in the animation domination block of programming?
Mm-hmm.
On the animated Napoleon Dynamite show.
Did that happen?
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's how Napoleon would say it.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen the movies. I don't have a lot of the nuances of the character.
Oh, really?
No,
he would go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Vote for Pedro.
He didn't say that.
Gosh, Tina. Now it's all coming back to me now. Yeah.
But that, like, Bill Engvall. His like original version of the bit is like he would describe something stupid, and then he was like, if you do this, you might be I'm stupid.
Right.
And then I think it was really similar Jeffrey, to the Fox.
I think it was Jeffrey Foxworthy who said, you know what? If you refine this, if you tweak this a little bit, instead of saying you might be I'm stupid, if you say that I can't get you to admit you're stupid, but I can hand you a sign because I recognize that you are stupid. And I'm assuming because you're stupid, you will be stupid enough to put the sign around your neck because you have been judged as stupid and have no choice but to accept it.
And then you can open for me.
Next
and
video.
Bill, wasn't it nice of Bill to apologize for being a little late with your birthday? Not because, you know, obviously he sent it early for today, but it, you know, it's like a little late for wishing
birthday.
You your 22nd.
Yeah, he's a few years late.
Yeah, from him and from your parents as well.
Yes, my parents from beyond the grave.
So a little late on that one.
So it's late from
it's
them
a touch
too.
Late. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never got that degree.
No, I never did. I never went to Pitt. None of that stuff came true. It was a different time.
But we make our own way, you know.
We make our own way.
Yeah.
We make our own way. I like to think I did all right.
Oh, yeah. You know? I'll say.
You know, I wish people could see the face I'm making.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a bit of an understatement.
I'd say I did all right.
He's licking his teeth.
I'd say he did just fine, everybody.
I'm licking my teeth like the old tooth polish commercial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a commercial just for licking your teeth to polish them?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, isn't that weird?
What's the.
Strange.
The margins can't be great on that.
No, but it did. I mean, you'll notice people don't do it that much.
Yeah. Kevin, is there another guy? Or lady.
Hey, Paul, this is Ernie Hudson, Winston Zeddemore from Ghostbusters. Emily tells me that you're starting a new job tomorrow. I want to just give you a shout out, say congratulations on the new job, wish you the best, the greatest success. Of course, you do realize that You're going to run into a lot of big Twinkies, especially as a lawyer. But don't worry about that. You got the tools, you got the talent, and I know you're going to be hugely successful. So, with your family, Emily, and people who care about you,
Emily.
People who want your greatest success, just keep having fun, enjoy the new job, and keep on busting.
Isn't that nice to hear from Ernie? Do you want to tell a story about the first time you met him?
Yes, the first time I met Ernie, I was eating a big Twinkie.
This was after
the success of Ghostbusters. Twinkies, Hostess made a Twinkie that was 1.5 times larger than their normal Twinkie. Mm. And it was called the Big Twinkie. And mm-hmm. Slimer was on the box, of course. And I was eating one of those. I was in a 7-Eleven at the time. I could not wait. I had to eat it right away to see if it tasted any different. It didn't taste any different. It tasted like a regular Twinkie, only there was more of it.
Bigger, yeah.
I hear somebody say behind me, "Don't make me say it."
Oh.
And I turn around and there is Winston Zeddemore himself, Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
And I said, "Make you say what?" And he said, "You know." And I said, "I don't know, sir. What are you? I'm just trying to eat my big Twinkie." And he said, "Hey, you know what? Thank you for not making me say it. And thank you for being ignorant of what it is." Because I had never seen the movie Ghostbusters. I just saw, I was already wearing my sign. This is after I met Bill.
Oh, good.
And we became phone friends after that. We didn't hang out, but we would call each other a lot and talk.
Was friends spelled with a PH?
Yes, because I was in Philadelphia.
I appreciate also just how naturally accustomed he is to saying Ernie Hudson, Winston Zeddemore, Ghostbusters, with the pause in between.
Yeah.
To like gauge people's recognition of the first two things.
It's like he's slating himself for the cameo.
Yep.
Yeah. I wish he had given his height.
I'd also like to open up. I give Ernie permission to use other references from the movie other than just a line that he said. I think if he wants, he can say like, I mean, for example, he could say like, "You're going to be in a lawyer's office, so there's a lot of slime going around there," you mm-hmm. know, like that.
What about other characters' lines? Would you?
I think that's okay too.
Yeah.
"You're going to be in a lawyer's office, so cats and dogs living together," you know, yeah. this stuff.
"You're going to be in a lawyer's office, so sorry about the bug eyes thing."
"You're going to be in a lawyer's office, so," and then he crosses his eyes and pretends a ghost is giving him a blowjob.
Who's so, next, Kevin?
Hello, Paul and Andy. On behalf of myself, Brett Favre, Van, Tigger, Peter, happy 50th anniversary. Wow. Awesome. September 19th is the big day, and we wish you the best ever and look forward to 75. But let's enjoy 50 right now. You have been married since Bart was a quarterback. And obviously 50 years of marriage is not without its trials and tribulations.
Not true.
But it comes with perseverance, toughness, and grit.
Mm, for some.
And a lot of love.
Mm.
And I'm sure,
I'll grant that,
Paul, you took a lot of abuse, as us yes. men deserve and give. Mm.
No, about that.
My best to you both. Hopefully it's a wonderful anniversary, and we look forward to 75. Take care and God bless.
So jumping from 50 to 75.
Yeah. I have a lot of issues with him, and
you can tell he's trying to work his way back.
Yeah. I feel like, first of all, that we disagree on a lot of things. Obviously his formula for marriage success is not my formula. I don't think it takes a lot of toughness and understanding or whatever.
You like to say that marriage is without its trials and tribulations.
It absolutely is without its trials. Why be married otherwise?
Yeah.
If you're having trials and tribulations, get divorced. Yeah. That's not what marriage is. Yeah. Marriage is, this is great forever. That's what it's supposed to be. And, you know, if you want the secret to one long marriage, I would say never have any problems. Mm-hmm. If you want the secret to several short marriages, same thing.
Same thing either way, because as soon as you have problem one, you go, well, this is no longer the marriage.
Yeah.
And also, and now, like, I'm going somewhere else.
That's right. And also, when he says, I'm sure you've endured a lot of abuse, he knows I have from him.
Mm-hmm. As men deserve, he said, too. So he's sort of giving himself an out.
Exactly. This, yep. It's chicken shit. It's what he's doing is it's cowardly. And it's like, own up to your responsibilities. Like, if this is your whole thing, tough guy image, I throw the football around, I wear a helmet because I could get hurt.
I send a picture of my schwang piece to a reporter. Yeah.
Then I think that you have to be man enough, I'll say it, to say I was the one who gave you the abuse and I did it. I did it. It's not that you deserve it. It's that I felt like giving it out.
I don't like apologies that are like, I'm sorry I did exactly what you deserved.
Yeah.
That never feels that good.
That's a non-apology apology. I'm sorry I treated you the way you deserve to be treated. That's not an apology.
That doesn't ever make me feel
bad. Put your face closer to the phone.
What?
His face was only almost taking up the whole screen.
His framing... most cameos, the framing is terrible. I don't know why everyone insists on holding the phone under their chin. You would think that especially a guy like Ernie Hudson, Winston Zeddemore, Ghostbusters, would know his angles. Yeah. Bill Engvall, he's got a lot of TV experience.
Oh, yes.
And we know Brett Favre likes to take selfies.
Remember from before. Maybe he's trying. He's concentrating so hard on not pointing the camera at his genitals. He's like, I got to just get my whole face in here, so there's no.
What I
got to
do is actually hold it against my chin. If I brace it against my chin, there's a 0% chance.
He does hands free. He leaves it like bobbing for apple style. Honey, I got to do a cameo. I need you to secure my wrist behind my back.
It looks like a POV where it's like you're an apple and Brett Favre's about to bob you. We have 8 more videos.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Dicey dice, twice as nice. Nicey nice, dicey dice. Happy 60th birthday. This comes to you from James, all right? Now, James explained to me that, you know, you wanted a cameo from actually a good friend of mine, Joe Rogan. But Rogan's not on Cameo, okay? So
that is
the point
weird.
Is this. Forget about Rogan. Forget about me. Forget about any comic.
Good luck.
I turned 62 years ago, okay? The last thing I was thinking about, Bruce, honestly, it's what I still think about. It's what I've always thought about. It's what my birthdays are. The last thing I thought about was getting a cameo or a message from any fucking celebrity, any kind of comic, singer, actor. All I thought about the whole day through was sticking my...
I cut it off there.
What? Kevin, what was he going to say? You have to tell me. It's my birthday.
Kevin, you say it.
Yes, you say it.
That's why you cut it off, Kevin, because you wanted to.
Oh, I see.
Describe in a little more detail.
I wanted to describe it, yeah.
Hickory dickory deception.
He was talking about putting his bingus in private spots.
Like Gramercy Park?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the private key.
What were his actual words, though, Kevin? I need to hear this.
I think, like, putting my
play it, Kevin. Just if you can't remember,
I remember.
Play it. It costs money. Play it.
I edited it to stop there for fear of it going on.
You know, Kevin, it's guys like you that got Lenny Bruce arrested. Mm-hmm. There, I said it.
Because somebody brought it up.
Yeah. The social mores. And you can't handle, what do you consider dirty words, but it's okay to send kids off to war.
So I could get my ass blown off. 90 million miles away from where I was born, and that's okay, but I can't get my goddamn bingus wet on a cameo.
I can't get a hot black chick to go down on my schwanz.
Lenny Bruce, man. I call him Funny Bruce. Funniest shit I've ever heard. Some of these cats, man, these cats are wild, man.
I call these Fanny cats Bryce are Funny
hip,
Bryce.
Dude.
They're hip cats. And they changed the game. Here's what I like is that nowadays comedy, people don't like it to be edgy. And I like when people who are comedy fans of edgy comedy and they say Lenny Bruce would never be, he would never make it today, because Lenny Bruce would be, if he were around today, he would definitely be saying trans people are freaks. He would definitely be on the side of the status quo. That's what made him great.
That was his primary directive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was, let's not change. Yes. Let's keep things. People who are trying to change the way society views some things and be a little less conservative about stuff, let's tamp them down. That was Lenny Bruce's whole thing.
Yes. He was the voice of the voiceful. He would come out and say things like, I like the way things are, but he said dirty words, and that's what pissed people off. It was not the ideas. It was the language.
Mm-hmm. He and Mrs. Maisel were working it. They drop a, the government honestly would drop a bomb on the Comedy Cellar. That's the only way. They would just have to flatten the Comedy Cellar.
They would have to.
And the whole table.
Yeah.
The whole table would be gone.
No more busting balls, you know? No more busting balls at the table at the Stellar. I wish people could see the face I'm making.
He's got his, like, his mouth is somehow on his ear. He's sucking lobe. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Amber.
Okay, Kevin, who's next?
Hi, Paul. How are you? It's Renee Stubbs. Paul, happy birthday. Hi. August 13th, you're surrounded by great tennis players. Roger Federer, Pete Sampras, and I guess it's a Leo thing, right? Competitors. My old doubles partner is also a Leo. She had her birthday on the 10th. So certainly is a good month to be a competitive tennis player and a good one. I know that tennis has also helped you get down to your high school weight. So yes. Way to go on that. Yes. Your friends Jack and Chris wanted me to tell you, not only are you, well, they told me you're super competitive, not a surprise being a Leo, but that you're also incredibly generous. So, Paul, yay for both of those things. Apparently, someone also told you that you're the best senior player in Bergen County, New Jersey. So on that front, way to go as well.
Okay.
Clearly, this is tennis has been a great thing for you to stay fit, to stay young. And so for that, way to go, and have a great day. Happy birthday, Mr. Leo.
It's Paul.
All the way from Prague. Here I am in Prague, where I'm coaching Jeannie Bouchard. So hopefully we'll all have a good week this week without tennis.
That can't be anywhere but Prague. Most recognizable, the image.
See, way to go.
When I see the brown grass of that tennis court, I know I'm in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbs, where to begin? I'm not surrounded by great tennis players. She's way off. She's way off. And it's a little insulting. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a whole month off.
This is a friend of Kevin. So, like, Kevin, in among his friends, goes by Jack and Chris.
Oh, Kevin's nickname is Jack and Chris in his friend group?
Yeah, J-A-C-K-I-N apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have to move on to the next video.
Okay.
But I do want to say one more time, way to go.
And congrats on getting down to your high school weight.
Surprise! Yeah, you weren't expecting. Why is he sending me a message today? Well, we're a little bit late, Drew, but your mom, dad, Jess, and Matt
reached out to me. This one's for me.
And they told me that it is your birthday. 25 years of age. That, I don't know if you know this, that's a quarter century, and that is freaking huge. That's what she said.
So he just took somebody's line.
See, that's allowed.
And it was fine, and it felt totally and it worked, fine.
I mean, I didn't question it, and then he's instantly out. Was there more of that video, or is that where he cut it off?
It's like 4 more minutes, yeah.
Wow.
So for those
it's crazy, you'd think he'd be so busy, he wouldn't be able to leave a long cameo.
If you couldn't tell from his voice, that was Brian Baumgartner, and if you were watching, you would know that because there is a printed out picture of the cast of The Office behind him.
I could not tell that that's what that was, but good. That's a good move.
It said The Office.
I didn't. I guess I was so drawn in by him. I didn't look at the background. Where
well, you see how he got cast as he draws your eye, and there's something magnetic about him.
You also see like he was working very hard on the show The Office because his natural voice sounds like, hello, Drew.
Yeah, the Drew thing. Did you guys hear that? He said Drew. He didn't say Paul. So I wonder, is it possible that these cameos sometimes go to the wrong people?
He might have been just talking to somebody. His cameraman might have been named Drew or something.
Okay. Here's what I imagine. I don't know that this is true, but that the cameos are delivered, they're put onto a thumb drive, and then they're sent in the mail, right? So you can have it forever.
Generally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anytime you want, you can plug a thumb drive in and look at that cameo and then take it out, knowing that it's safe and sound.
It's not like a thumb drive. It's like a... Hmm? It's a big old, like a big heavy one. It's server.
A huge external hard drive.
They send you a server with one cameo on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian Baumgart's cameo is really long, as we learned.
4 minutes, apparently. Yeah.
4 minutes beyond what we already watched. So.
Yeah. Which was.
And we watched a lot of it.
Considerable. We watched a lot of it.
We watched a ton. Now, it's interesting because you are diehard Office Ladies. Obviously, Brian is...
Never seen The Office, love Office Ladies.
But Brian's competing with them. Brian is, again, crazy that he has time to do this, but he is launching a podcast that is something of an Office recap and will become a direct competitor. How do you balance that friendship? Because there's got to be some animosity between them. And I always wonder how to navigate that when it's like, oh, this person doesn't like this other person, but I'm friends with both and I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah, his show, not to plug it, but since we said Office Ladies, his show is called Office Man.
Not Office Gentleman.
No, just Office Man.
Okay. All right. That's disturbing, but I am going to listen to it. And I am going to compare the two. And I am going to be sharing my thoughts with all of the hosts.
His is meant to be listened to at the same time as Office Ladies to like lay the tracks over each other. And he is correcting them on a lot of their stuff.
Okay, I will do that. So it's like a commentary track on Office Ladies?
Yeah, that their memories are wrong. A lot of the stuff was his idea.
Even the memories that he was not present for, he will be correcting them on those.
But he knows what went down. I mean, you're in a space that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to be straightening him out.
Next video.
Let's do it.
Yo, Paulie, listen to me. I know you are kicking fucking ass with your brand new company. Congratulations. That's no easy task. Your wife is so proud of you. Your son, Carson, is so proud of you. Keep up the good work. Lucy is okay. Okay, Lucy is.
Oh, this is good news.
It's Valentine's Day, Paul.
Okay, we still haven't found her.
You need to take your wife out. Okay, simple. She's a simple lady. You know this. She's simple. All she wants is to take your wife out, go to a bar, listen to some good bands. Okay, it's Valentine's Day. You got to figure it out. Got to figure it out. Although you're working hard and kicking ass.
Yeah,
got to figure it out for Valentine's Day. So I'm wishing you guys, Paul and Judy, a beautiful, loving Valentine's Day. Okay? Sounds like you have a great family. Keep doing your thing. Keep taking care of each other. And you know the drill, Paul. You're going to go far. You're already going far. You're on your way. Okay?
Thank you.
But this ain't about work. This is about love. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys. Paul, take care of your wife on Valentine's Day. Get her some chocolates. I don't know. Figure it out. You're a smart guy. You've made it this far. You're a smart guy.
Rappaport.
Yeah.
What does that mean to hear?
Old Zebrahead himself.
To hear
The first thing, of course, is that I'm so glad to hear that Lucy is okay because we haven't gotten proof of life of her in quite a long time. And I've been relying on cameos to find out that she's still safe, still alive. I guess she's still in hiding, but hopefully we will be reunited at some point.
Can you talk a little bit about your new company? I know you're kicking ass.
Yeah, here's the thing. What's kind of insulting about that cameo is my new company is Valentine's Day related, and
you can't have time to go to a bar and like hear some good bands.
It's my busiest night of the year. It's my busiest night of the year. I am. What I do is I match up couples with good bands to listen to. I am connected to, there's a network of bars all over the country. This is nationwide, not just LA. I'm taking a couple profiles and I am matching them to bands that are like live bands that are playing only in bars. Like these are not going to be big concerts. These are going to be small bars with multiple bands playing in one night. And so the way it works is couples get matched up with the band. And if enough couples are matched up to one band, they get the bar themselves for the duration of that band set. After that band is done, everybody out. And then we bring in the next band and the next round of couples so that you're never, ever going to be with other couples who don't like the band that you've been matched up with.
It's Uber for watching a band at a bar.
Exactly. It's band watching Uber pool, and it works. And so,
well, it works as long as you're able to actually be at the controls, making sure everything. You can't be out watching the band with your wife, seeing some good bands. Whether it's like, pick another day, make that Valentine's Day. We don't get to have the same Valentine's Day everyone else does with my new business.
This is what I've said to Judy. And what I don't understand is why he is sending a Valentine's Day greeting just to me. Why he occasionally mentions my wife Judy, but it's only addressed to me. Like I'm supposed to pass on Michael Rappaport says Happy Valentine's Day. Also, seems he like treated me like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think it came from Judy. I think it came from Lucy. I think it was Lucy arranged this to let me know that she's okay. And Carson. Ugh.
Carson.
Anyway.
Yeah. I know you didn't want to hear about Carson.
I didn't want to hear about. Can I have one day? God.
Okay, Kevin. Let's do one more, and this better be the best one.
This has to be the good.
Now, how many are left? Because I want to see all of them.
Let's just roll through the last three.
We met years ago in Malibu. It's good to be talking to you again, and this is for you, especially from the West Valley Rebel family. Now, you have another trip around the sun coming. That's a birthday. If you run around the sun six times, that means you're 6 years old. So this is another trip with another year added to your tree of life.
Seven.
And the next year is another year around the sun.
Eight.
On September 10th, a very important day in your life.
2 days before my birthday.
And I have something I want to give you from my heart and my joy and my love, because it's especially for you.
This is Gary Busey.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, he got up there.
To you, Monica. Happy
Did you say Monica?
That's the camera woman.
Dear Monica, West
he said, he definitely said Monica.
He said it, yeah. He said, Monica, you're drifting. Get me in center. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what that means. It means you're 8 years old. What? Really? I really think he's wishing happy birthday to Monica.
No, it's Monica is working the camera.
I mean, he mentioned Monica a lot. But I mean, what a thrill to see my favorite actor, Peter O'Toole. wishing me, I didn't know he could play the guitar. That was exciting. Of course, I love Valley Rebel Family. They are my heart. Mon coeur. Yeah. They mean everything to me. When I get on my bike and I'm out there.
Take your time.
No helmet, of course. It's the freest that I feel all year when I take that trip around the sun.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
I had more.
Okay. I'm all set, but you can keep going. Like, thank you for sharing that part of it. And then if you want to share more, I won't be thanking you again. You can continue to share.
It's not so much the thanks. It's more that I feel like it's not, there's no impact now because I was just starting to talk about something emotional and
the family
and how I feel like I should have stopped.
No, it's, you know what? Go ahead. I'm probably going to take off, but you do it. Do your thing.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Kevin looked like he was still.
That's the gist of it. That's the gist of it. Just the freedom of being on my bike without a helmet.
We got another video.
This is from Riff Raff.
You know what time it is. Happy birthday to you, Brett. And the Podgy, Hoagie. What's that, a sandwich? Nice. Now that you're engaged to one of the most beautiful women on the planet and you were named Employee of the Year.
Yeah, of the year.
We are a little worried about the fact that you're having trouble fitting in your big ass head through those most doors.
Uh-huh. The fuck?
That was okay. Okay.
Look.
What is this, an intervention? things are going finally going great for me, and I need this guy telling me that I need to. I'm some kind of jerk.
Okay, Paul, but hold on. If you create a company that is really just a Valentine's Day company, and then you name yourself Employee of the Year for a company that only exists for one day.
Yeah, because hold on, Sean. If the company revolves around one day that happens in 1 month and I'm Employee of the Month, that seems like shit. But so why not Employee of the Year? Because I work all year to make this happen.
Trip around the sun.
Yes, eight years I work to make this happen all year round.
And he actually wasn't criticizing you. He was actually just genuinely concerned that you wouldn't be able to fit your big ass head through those most doors.
Okay, I don't know where he gets. So he thinks physically my head is too big to fit through those most doors?
He's worried concerned. About it. Yeah. Yeah.
My head is proportional to my body. I could go through any doors, much less those most doors.
Well, then
I can't do a door to get in here. What do you think? I'm Walter.
Well,
we haven't
seen you go in or out. We've only.
I'm gonna turn the camera. Look, there's the door right there. Okay.
Okay.
And I can't. How it's closed? How did I get in here? What is this? Hercule Poirot mystery?
I don't know that. Yeah.
Who was that? Riff Raff.
Yes,
that was Riff Raff. Yeah.
A guy who calls himself Riff Raff is gonna criticize me.
It's not a criticism. He's honestly genuinely concerned for your well-being.
Sean, I know you want me to believe that, but I'll never believe it. I'll never believe it. That was a harsh, rude insult. It was an insult.
I'm sorry, Brett. I didn't mean for that.
My name is Paul. He knows who I am. Brett.
We might have sent him the Brett Favre video by accident. A lot of them got kind of confused.
And so he's like, saying his message was from Brett Favre?
Who has a pretty big head. I mean, you can see it took up the whole frame.
It did take up the whole screen. It probably doesn't fit through those most doors. Well, okay. Mistakes happen. I'm not going to dwell on it. Let's see the next
video. Okay, Kevin.
Happy 53rd birthday, Avner, from your family and especially from Blue. Because he loves you more than anything. And I heard you're like a social assassin. And you're proud of it? Go fuck yourself, Avner. Don't try to be like Larry.
Yes,
I am.
It's
a big, big mistake.
What?
All right, so for your birthday, Larry, watch CNN who? All day, play your guitar all day, tell everybody in my world this and in my world that, and be the bad Jew that you are, and tell them all to go fuck themselves and stop and leave you alone.
I don't do any of these things.
You can play guitar and watch CNN all fucking day, as long as it's not Fox News. So, for your birthday, Avner.
I don't know how to play the guitar.
To kick everybody out of the house, including Blue, because nothing makes me happier than when I say, get the fuck out of my house, Larry. So just say, get the fuck out of my house, whoever it is. Or get the fuck out of my house, Blue, because where are they going? They need you. They can't live without Blue. You. Just scream and yell. Get it off your chest. Wear your fucking mask and wash your fucking hands. And have a great 53rd birthday. Because you're like, you know, halfway, your life is halfway over. You better enjoy yourself.
Did you like that?
Oh, she's still mad.
That was she's Susie Essman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know who
really
it was.
She's really mad.
She, okay. Like, I wish I had never told her about negging because she has, yeah. I've created a Frankenstein. She knows my name's not Avner. She knows I can't play the guitar. She does
she knows
know,
you like to watch CNN.
I don't like to watch CNN.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
It's Susie. Your birthday, Paul. You can watch CNN the entire day.
Oh, that sounds like heaven. Even if I could play the guitar, why would I do that if I could watch CNN all day long?
Just flopping on the couch, watch 16 hours of CNN.
She is. I will say she is right that my family does need me and Blue needs me very much. He cannot find those clues without me. He gets a lot of credit. For the clues.
Finding the clues?
They're his clues.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're his, they, clues. People think they're his clues because Blue's clues rhyme.
I do think they're his, yeah.
But they're Paul's clues. And I give them to Blue. And then he gives them to other people.
Okay.
Sorry. But that's, you know, sorry to
if that's
to
true, then
the
I'm sorry. If that's, yeah.
If you don't believe me, then I'm sorry that you don't believe me. But that's the truth.
And I'm sorry for treating you exactly how you deserve to be treated.
Well, I'm a man.
Yep. And you now, Kevin, take a lot of abuse.
We only have one more, but I think it would be helpful to say, if they don't say who they are, I think it would be helpful for the listener, for maybe for you to introduce it. They don't have any kind of visual aid. And now they're
To be fair, like the people, most of the people that have not said who they are, they need no introduction.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Riff Raff, no name on the screen. He didn't say who he was. Everyone knows Riff Raff. Kevin, don't humor me. It's my eighth trip around the sun.
This next person introduces themselves, I believe, up top.
This is Jeremy Davies, and this is also Daniel Faraday from Lost. And by the way, this is also Dickie Bennett from Justified, and we are gathered in your honor to collectively wish you, good sir, an almost illegally lovely and recklessly celebratory birthday, my friend.
Why is he being so weird?
And the force of nature, the extraordinarily thoughtful and compassionate
Jeremy,
force
doing?
Of nature that brought
so
us collectively together to honor you, to pay homage to you.
Why are you
for your
talking
birthday,
like this?
Is your wildly thoughtful friend, Blair.
Blair.
Best friend, Blair.
Yeah.
Let me clarify very carefully.
Oh, no,
and here's the thing. I got a quick disclaimer. In honor of Blair. So in honor of you, by association, I did my best to figure out because the message didn't clarify. And I know, by the way, Blair, they don't give you a lot of room. I apologize. So there's not a lot of room for a lot of different essential information. But I really wanted to, of course, be sure to honor Blair by referring to Blair as he or she appropriately, but as I understand it, there are a lot of men and women named Blair. Lord Google says so, and I even asked the folks at Cameo to try to help us out.
Why is he being
like
this?
In honor again of Blair, to be sure I refer to him or her correctly.
Like putting on a show.
But here's the thing, Peter. My intuitive guess, my humble misfit, white trash opinion, if you will.
That's racist.
And I say that it's a term of endearment, white trash.
Well, it's racist.
My raw opinion. And if I'm wrong, I hope you see it as
oh my
a gorgeous
Jeremy.
Compliment. But my raw opinion is that Blair is female. And I'll tell you exactly
what,
why.
You're still on this?
The heart of her message.
What happened to me?
In my, you know, requesting that against her better judgment, that I, she.
I don't like this character, Jeremy.
Hire me to honor you today. The heart of it was that she's clearly someone who is very skilled at recognizing and appreciating.
Is this about me or not?
In other people, a capacity, an extra other capacity for compassion and kindness. Because that was the heart of her message. She said, you're not only best friends, you're the most, Peter. You
are. Wait, the heart of her message was, I am Blair, I'm a kind person?
Mm-hmm. That's got to touch you.
Glad I got squeezed in there. I don't know.
Kevin,
I
mean, you just cut it off after just that?
Kevin.
After only 6 minutes? That's all we get is the first 6 minutes?
Kevin, the last bit at the tail end of watching 10 other videos, you gave us a little shorty like that one. What are you thinking, man? You're a producer. You're supposed to sort of plot out.
How does it end?
What if the fireworks finale was one firework?
Come on, man.
He says Peter's a really great guy from Blair.
Okay, well, look, I also am wishing you an almost illegally blissful and celebratory.
Look, here's what's so weird is like, Jeremy and I grew up in Philly. He was like the most down-to-earth guy you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, I see him on talk shows and shit like that. And he does this sort of character and I'm like, okay, whatever, man, whatever gets you there. You know what I mean? And then when he's doing this for me, I'm like, come on, dude, drop the act. Like talk to me.
Yeah. Let's just be us. Like, don't be Jeremy Davies with me. Be Jeremy Boring. You of course knew him when he was Jeremy Boring, which is his birth name.
Yes. And the thing with Blair is not only non-binary, so she's not a man or a woman, and he didn't explore that option at all. Like giving his fucking Gettysburg address about the name Blair, he never got into the fact that, you know, the person who's sending it might not identify in such a binary manner. Mm-hmm. That aside, he spent so much time talking about Blair.
I didn't feel that way. I'm not.
Come on, Sean. Don't do this to me. It's my birthday.
I didn't love the cameo. I didn't. You know what I mean?
I'm not asking you to hate him.
Oh, it's your birthday, so I'm not allowed to have an opinion anymore.
No, you can have an opinion.
I did not feel that way when I watched it. I actually thought he could have spent a little more time on Blair.
Oh my God! When I was watching it, it was like Blair, 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 Blair.
To me, it was like Blair. And then a bunch
to me, it was like blah.
I don't think we saw the same video.
To me, it was just saying blah.
He could have said more about Blair.
Oh, in the course of wishing me, I don't even know if he said the words happy birthday, but he's talking about what a kind person Blair must be to want to get a cameo from him to say happy birthday to me. Like, that's a given, okay?
But that's just his white trash opinion, Paul. That's just his white trash opinion, you know?
He says just his white trash
opinion. He knows not to say that, by the way. We've had that discussion
so many
times. It's a
term of endearment.
so many times. And I'm like, you know, it's one thing if you say it like it's just us and like I know where you're coming from. But then he says it so much where it's like, maybe I don't know where you're coming from because I've explained to you why that term is bad. And you like, I guess you just tell me what I want to hear. And then you go and say it whenever. And I feel like it's just like you twisting the knife, like you're doing your character and you're saying white trash. You're talking about blah, 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 blah. And then you call me Peter, which is like, that was a joke from a million years ago where when he met me, because, you know, Paul is like a biblical name and he's like, what is it? Is it Peter? You know, yeah. You go through like,
yeah. Where's Mary?
All the Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I guess because you are then both Peter and Paul in this case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're both.
How's your stepdad, Joseph? And I'm like, right. That one doesn't work.
Hey, Peter, are you going to deny that you know me three times before the rooster crows or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, but I'm Paul.
Exactly. Still on his side?
Yeah, I guess. No, I was never on his side. I just thought, could he use a little more Blair?
Yeah.
That was it. It wasn't like the cameo is good. Like this.
I'd be curious to know just about the fundamental nature of this. This Blair relationship.
Well, Blair's a friend from college. That's it. I mean, there's no
a special.
There's no TED talk there. It's just Blair's a friend from college. The end, Jeremy. I feel like Jeremy has a crush on Blair.
Who's paying for this? You got to think of too. Like, who's really, you know?
It turns out me having to listen to it.
Okay, and you got him good. And you got him good, Paul, and you got him good, and we can put it to bed. He's paying
And I feel like we're even now. I feel even Stevens.
Okay. That is really...
And now everyone has shared their white trash opinion. And-
yeah.
Yes.
I feel obscenely even now. I feel illegally even. I feel hideously even.
Paul... Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy Thanks, birthday.
And from us to you. And blah.
There. Oh, blah. God, you got so you squeezed in a couple more birthday scares before the end.
We did.
Well, guys, there's absolutely nothing I would rather be doing on my birthday than this.
Well, too bad. It's over.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.